WTAW News Time is 6:06. 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your full forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design, the largest selection at the best prices, and that's a promise. Visit the showroom off Welburn Road across from Rock Prairie. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. President George H.W. Bush fell at home in Kennebunkport, Maine yesterday and broke a bone in his neck. Spokesman Jim McGrath says the 91-year-old Bush is in stable condition and is doing fine. McGrath sent a tweet last night stating Bush is wearing a neck brace. While the countdown is under 2 months for the completion of the redeveloped Kyle Field, makeover plans continue east and north of the stadium. Texas A&M System Vice Chancellor Philip Ray says donors have lined up to fund improvements at Spence Park east of the stadium, including a lake and other water features.
This would be an excellent opportunity to upgrade what is already, as the Chancellor likes to say, the best game day experience on planet Earth.
While the lake could be built by the start of next year's football season, Ray says the timetable for demolishing Kane Hall is when it's most appropriate for the campus. Where Kane Hall is located is projected to be turned into a hotel, conference center, and parking garage that would connect to the stadium by a skywalk. Two crashes that tied up local highways yesterday both involved U.S. mail vehicles. Bryan police report the driver of a mail truck was ticketed for an unsafe lane change that triggered a four-vehicle crash. Investigators were told the postal vehicle made a U-turn on Highway 21 near Coulterfield Airport. The collision involving three trucks and an SUV injured four. They were all taken to the hospital where they were treated for injuries not believed to be life-threatening. The mail truck was not involved in the collision. Before that, northbound traffic on the freeway could not exit at Harvey Road for about 1 hour after a mail truck rolled several times. College Station police report the driver, who was not ejected, was transported to the hospital with injuries not believed to be life-threatening. CSPD also reported the mail got out of the truck was recovered. Bryan police are determining whether four juveniles who ran away from officers yesterday at 2:45 in the morning are connected to at least five vehicle burglaries. Police credit a call from a resident in the Pecan Ridge subdivision east of Austin's Colony behind Boonville Cemetery. The witness reported seeing several people on Comanche Street looking into vehicles with a flashlight. Three 17-year-olds and a 15-year-old who ran away were caught by officers and arrested for evading. The names of the 17-year-olds, one from Navasota and two from Brenham, are on our website at WTAW.com. The state legislature is joining investigations by the governor and attorney general after a video was released of a senior Planned Parenthood official discussing the use of fetal tissue following abortions. Brazos County State Senator Charles Schwertner, who chairs the Health and Human Services Committee, has called for an emergency meeting.
I agree with Governor Patrick that it's important for the legislature to look into it and see what potential laws need to be modified or strengthened.
He says the committee will also review regulations from the Department of State Health Services. Schwertner, who's an orthopedic surgeon, says the video is almost ghastly and evil how Planned Parenthood's senior director of medical research describes the process of harvesting fetal remains for sale. There's worldwide criticism of President Obama's nuclear arms agreement with Iran. Among the opponents is Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan.
Five things that the president said he wanted to do in this deal. He really whiffed on about three of them that are hyper important. Then he gave up on a new provision nasty to let Iran buy weaponry from other countries. And that just sucks.
Flores hopes Congress will override an expected presidential veto to enact the Iran nuclear bill that the House passed a few months ago. WTAW News Time is 6:09. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos Valley Floor and Design. More news at 6:30 or on our website, WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
Texas Regional Eye Center is Aggieland's exclusive home for LASIK vision correction. And now, for a limited time, you can save up to $760 on all laser LASIK. Financing is available with nothing down and $180 for 24 months. Call Texas Regional Eye Center today at 774-0498 or visit TexasRegionalEye.com. Save over $700 on LASIK. Available in Aggieland, only at Texas Regional Eye Center.
610 weather. Let's do some of that right now. How about it? Brought to you by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and the 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East or click actionsportstx.com.
High pressure continues to build across the region. The high is going to be responsible for all sorts of sunshine throughout the region today and temperatures near 95. It'll be clear tonight. Lows are going to be 75 to near 80. Partly to mostly sunny during the day tomorrow with the risk of an isolated afternoon shower or thunderstorm, 95 to 100. Tomorrow night, clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80. Sun and cloud Saturday, there could be a shower or a thunderstorm. High Saturday, 95 to 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carrollton for News Talk, 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a second with His Royal Majesty the King of the SEC. Nick Saban spoke. We'll have more on. Oh, come on. Am I wrong?
Yeah.
A&M's actually got an opening for some season tickets. What doesn't happen all the time. Bombers getting ready for a four-game homestand, and the British Open starts today. All that and more coming up in sports. We'll do it for you about 6:50.
Technically already started about 6 hours ago.
Yeah, right? Jordan Spieth is on the leaderboard.
Yeah, there you go. We'll have a look at that. Okay, so if you're going into public, it's a good idea not to get arrested on a domestic dispute.
That's fair.
Yeah. Arianna Kelly from Maryland, arrested for indecent exposure and trespassing after a dispute at the home of her ex-husband. Kelly was dropping off her children at ex-hubby's house when she started ringing the doorbell and pounding on the door. He asked her to leave. Instead, she whipped off her top and started, well, gyrating, which he taped on his phone. Called police. Police arrived. They told her that she would be arrested for indecent exposure if she didn't put her top back on. She said, "Arrest me then."
And they said, "Okay."
Yeah. Yeah.
It's gonna be yeah. Good, good.
Yes, ma'am.
Put her wrists right out, and they just took care of that right then. Just saying.
Time together. Yeah. We got a lot of info.
Mission.
First responder, that means they respond to the circumstance. Give the warning and, well, see what happens.
I think she's pretty lucky she got a warning.
Well, yeah, I mean, that's true. And, well, anyway. We'll see what her side of the story is. I'll check for a mugshot.
Hallmark Cleaners understands that you make an investment in your clothes, so they don't cut corners when it comes to your dry cleaning. Hallmark Cleaners provides quality processing at competitive pricing. They have 3 BCS locations, South College Avenue, Rock Prairie Road at Highway 6, and Welburn Road next to Chicken Express, as well as one in Navasota. Experience great convenience with Hallmark's drive-thru and same-day in-by-9, out-after-5 service. Hallmark Cleaners, the Brazos Valley's trusted dry cleaning, laundry, and alteration service for over 20 years.
You know, 6:13 right now, News Talk 1620 WTAW. Here we go with the 16th of July. This would be day 197. Got 168 of them to go. It's fresh spinach day.
I like it.
It is. It's pretty dang good.
And it's amazing how bad it is when it's not.
Yeah. Yeah. It gets slimy.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just saying, if you go to a sandwich shop where they make that right in front of you, do that spinach thing instead of the lettuce.
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, yeah, easily.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Just, it's better. You get more of it. It's good for you, all that stuff. Corn Fritters Day.
Mm.
Not necessarily good for you, but, you know.
Can't go wrong with corn nuggets now.
World Snake Day.
Did you see the story about the snake in Round Rock?
No. Yeah, drag that up for us later.
No, I got it.
Yeah, okay, but Niall's not the type.
There's a cobra.
Okay.
We can finish. I just,
go right ahead.
No, there's a cobra that got loose that they think may have killed someone, and they're looking for it in Round Rock, Texas.
Really?
Yes.
Because, I mean, it takes work for a cobra to kill you.
I think it's called a monocled cobra or something like that.
I have no
it takes
idea.
Work for a cobra to get over here from India.
It's a long swim.
Yeah, it is. But, I mean, the fangs are farther back in their mouth. They pretty much got to chew on you. You know what I'm saying?
And they don't strike. They fall.
Right. Exactly. It's not a striking
gravity works.
It does. And it's atomic bomb test day, speaking of gravity works. just saying. 70th anniversary today, 1945.
Wow.
The bomb was tested in Alamogordo, New Mexico. Yeah, they thought that'd be fine. We'll just set it off right here in New Mexico since nobody lives here.
Yeah, nobody lives here anyway.
That's it. We got birthdays.
Will Ferrell is 48 years old. 5 Seconds of Summer singer Luke Hemmings is 19. I didn't realize he was that young. He's 19. Carly Lloyd from the U.S. Women's Soccer Team and World Cup Champions is 33. Gemma Mays is 36 from Glee, and she was in that movie, The Millers. Corey Feldman is 44. Phil Hellmuth, poker superstar, is 51. Phoebe Cates is 52. Lord of the Dance, Michael Flatley, 57. Drummer for the Police, Stuart Copeland, is 63. And former head coach of the Dallas Cowboys, Miami Dolphins, and the Miami Hurricanes, Jimmy Johnson, 72.
Oklahoma State also.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah. From Port Arthur, Texas.
Yes, he is.
That's about all you can say about that. Reuben Blades, who's an actor and kind of a musician, too, and wanted to be a politician, I think. 67. There you go. Be your birthday. So how did you get to work today? If you're not at work yet, you'll probably be driving in a four-wheeled conveyance. But if you're looking to change up your morning commute, try hopping into the nearest river. Yeah, maybe. See, this is why they legalized this stuff in Colorado. And Boulder hosted its 8th annual Tube to Work Day. Well, of course they did. Participants brought inner tubes and floated down Boulder Creek to their respective day jobs. 200 people joining in the fun. Tuesday's tubers shattered last year's record of 40 participants.
They put potatoes in the water?
Tubers, yeah.
and
again, it's almost like in Texas riding your bike to work. Okay, once you get there, you're really in no condition to be working around other people. You know what I'm saying?
Not maybe without a shower.
Maybe for different reasons, yeah. But what, you come in your soaked T-shirt and your baggy shorts or whatever? Anyhow, look, it's Boulder, Colorado. They're just there to have a good time. Nobody really wants to work. 617.
Turn up your radio. Here's the Sean Hannity Morning Minute.
So a disturbing undercover video has been released by the Center for Medical Progress showing a top Planned Parenthood doctor describing how the organization actually sells the body parts of aborted babies. Now, aside from the fact that the selling of body parts of aborted fetuses is a federal felony, it is worth noting that between fiscal years 2011, 12, etc., the Planned Parenthood received over $1.5 billion in state and federal tax money. Now, this begs the question, will the administration hold anyone at the largest abortion provider in the country accountable for this obviously immoral and unlawful activity? Now, after all, it was President Obama who said, God bless Planned Parenthood during his 2013 speech to the group.
Check out the Sean Hannity radio show later today, right here.
Sean Hannity, weekdays at 2 on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Hey, you know, everybody's got a to-do list. Drop everything off, the dry cleaning, pick up some milk. Here's an idea. Let's save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Now, the good thing is you don't have to drop off anything or pick up anything. All you have to do is go to geico.com, and in 15 minutes, well, you can be saving 15% or more on car insurance. Maybe you need extra money in your pocket. It just may be the most rewarding thing you do today. Now, it's that easy. Save hundreds of dollars on car insurance. Just go to geico.com. Geico.com.
Do you have a family member who is getting older and can no longer be safely left alone? Get to know Visiting Angels, America's choice in senior home care. With over 500 offices, Visiting Angels assist adults nationwide to continue living in-home and avoid moving into a nursing home. Experienced, compassionate caregivers provide assistance in hygiene, meals, and light housework. Services provided up to 24 hours a day at affordable rates for senior home care you can trust. Check out visitingangels.com. Franchise opportunities available. Visitingangels.com.
Come stand with the 12th man at all Texas A&M athletic events. You make a difference for our student athletes in our venues. Tickets are available at 888-99-AGGIE or visit 12thman.com/tickets. Thanks and gig 'em. Aggie fans, Texas A&M Athletics is always just a few clicks away on your digital device. Stay connected by following us on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. Visit 12thman.com/social media for a complete social media directory.
You know, Acme Glass has been around for 65 years. The Moorheads started that business up, and, you know, it's continued with the Moorhead family still running it, still making sure that you have your glass needs met when you need them. Now, I had to get some glass replaced in a house not too long ago, made a call, took about 5 minutes to get the appointment set up. The workman was there when he said he would be, did the work that he needed to, up and out of my way so that I could continue doing other stuff in the house. And they had, once again, done exactly what I needed at a reasonable price, and they responded just when they said they would. And I say that because, you know, you end up having the frustration of dealing with a company that you've never dealt with before who doesn't understand the importance of customer service. Well, you know, Acme Glass has been around for 65 years, and it's based on having a product that you can get a lot of places, but the difference is customer service. So when you need glass or you want glass, why not call on the 65-year experience that you'll find with Acme Glass? Two locations here in town, in downtown Bryan on Main Street, across from the main entrance at A&M, Acme Glass.
I'm Jennifer Kishinka with Your Money Now. Fed Chair Janet Yellen sees a number of encouraging signs that the economy is reviving after a brutal winter and says if the improvements continue, the Fed will likely start raising interest rates later this year.
As always, however, there is some uncertainties in the economic outlook. Foreign developments in particular pose some risks to U.S. growth.
Yellen will be back on Capitol Hill for more testimony today. European Union regulators have opened two formal antitrust investigations into Qualcomm. One will look at whether the U.S.-based chipmaker offered financial incentives to customers in return for using Qualcomm as their exclusive supplier of chipsets, which are used in 3G and 4G devices such as cell phones. The second probe is investigating whether Qualcomm used predatory pricing in which goods are priced below cost to drive competitors out of the market. Crude oil trading at $52 a barrel this morning on Wall Street, futures pointing to strong gains at the open. And that's Your Money Now.
Do you want to learn how to steal customer credit card information from major retailers so you can buy anything you want?
Well, we can't help you with that. But among the many IT problems we solve, Barracuda's award-winning firewalls prevent hackers from taking your valuable data to the bank. Reclaim your network like 150,000 other businesses have. To learn more about protecting customer data and your reputation, visit barracuda.com/firewalls.
Ladies, are any of these symptoms familiar? Weight gain, hot flashes, night sweats. If you're a woman over 40 experiencing any of these symptoms, you probably have a hormonal imbalance as a result of approaching menopause. But today you're in luck, because now there's Ambrin. Ambrin is a clinical breakthrough shown to restore hormonal balance in women over 40. Over 500,000 women have tried Ambrin, and now we'd like you to try it too, completely risk-free. To receive your risk-free trial of Ambrin, call right now at 1-800-278-5884. That's 1-800-278-5884.
You.
This morning's financial report has been brought to you by ABC Home and Commercial Services, specialists for your environment. Visit abchomeandcommercialservices.com.
Ashley Furniture presents the Hispanic Forum Scholarship Gala, Saturday, July the 18th at the Brazos Center, featuring five-time Grammy Award winner Jimmy Gonzalez and Grupo Mas, with special guest Texas Unlimited Band. Cocktail hour starts at 6 o'clock with music by Grupo Viento, followed by a banquet and awards program along with a silent and live auction and cash bar. All proceeds benefiting graduating seniors from Bryan ISD and College Station ISD. The Hispanic Forum Scholarship Gala, underwritten by Central Texas Sinus and Allergy and The Face Place.
In Brenham National Bank's 83-year history in Washington and Brazos County, we've put down deep roots in ag lending. Hi, I'm Nathan Van Nord.
And I'm Teresa Hernandez.
We provide loans to purchase, refinance, and improve farm and ranch real estate. Need an operating loan, or is it time to replace that aging tractor? Let us be your partner in agriculture.
At Brenham National Bank, we understand country living because we live there too.
Brenham National Bank, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Hi, I'm Kevin O'Connor. This is my commentary brought to you by Gun Corps. There's a 48-year-old guy in the UK with anthrograde amnesia.
I guess I've already told you about my condition.
Oh, well, only every time I see.
Well, yeah, I know, but I think we've already done that one, haven't we? All right, let me see. We've got something else, and then we'll grab that.
Are you thinking about moving? You are going to need a home loan. Do you want to lower your interest rate or build a new home? Great news. I do home loans. I am Debbie Davis Lewis, and I've been helping you for over 15 years, and I want to help you again. I'm now with Open Mortgage, and I can do VA loans, FHA loans, reverse mortgages, conventional loans, and now one-time close construction loans. Interest rates are at an all-time low, so call me today for a free estimate. 979-220-3018. That's 979-220-3018. Ask about my radio discount.
If you need an affordable Kubota tractor to get the job done and you need it now, come see Vernon and the guys at Normandy Tractor. At Normandy Tractor, you'll find a huge selection and great prices on all Kubota tractors and utility vehicles. And right now, get the best deal of the spring with the Kubota L2501F 25 horsepower two-wheel drive tractor with a 5-foot Land Pride shredder, complete with a $300 factory rebate and a $500 cash rebate. only $12,195 or 10% down and payments of only $162 per month. Norman G. Tractor asks you, why buy used when you can buy new with prices and payments as low as these? Need to finance? Norman G. makes it easy with zero down payment and 0% financing on all new Kubota tractors and lawn equipment. And remember, most any trade-in could be your down payment. Norman G. Tractor voted best of the Brazos since 2002. Remember to shop the internet specials at normangtractor.com, located at the corner of Highway 39 and OSR in Norman G., Texas. And remember, nobody beats Norman G. Tractor.
Kevin O'Connor, and this is my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of a fateful trip.
I'm sure you've heard the expression, out of the frying pan and into the fire. How about out of the yacht and into the doghouse? Ladies, if you've ever suspected that your husband secretly loved the dog more than you, it's pretty rare that you would get as definitive proof as this. A couple from South Africa on Sunday were out sailing on their way to Madagascar. It was just the two of them and their 9-year-old Jack Russell Terrier named Rosie. But as they were sailing up the east side of Africa,
the weather started getting rough. The tiny ship was tossed.
They got into some rough water and their yacht capsized. And as Graham swam to the shore, he decided to rescue the dog. Then after he got Rosie safely on dry land, he swam back to get his wife. Good news, rescue helicopter picked them all up. And all three ended up being okay, although the boat was ruined.
The ship's aground on the shore of this uncharted desert isle.
The guy hasn't said why he grabbed Rosie before his wife, although they're thinking it's because terriers can't swim that well, and his wife was probably a much better swimmer. But still, you know, she's never gonna forget this.
No, I did bring it on myself. I did. Why don't you just go to sleep?
You know, at least, that he's going to be friends with Rosie because they're going to be sleeping in the same bed.
You know you're scared when a woman says, get out your own house and you leave.
And you know that there may not have been injuries during the wreck, but there may very well be some well after.
Stop, baby. Hold up. Stop. Please. Calm down, baby. Calm down.
And that's my commentary brought to you by David's Jewelry and Coin Exchange. At David's, they do jewelry appraisals. But there's a lot of times that you don't have to leave your jewelry there. They can evaluate it, make some notes, write it up, and get the paperwork back to you within about 2 or 3 days. They also appraise coins. They do it by the hour or by the piece. But if you've got a lot of stuff maybe you've inherited, they'll take a look at it first before they get into the nuts and bolts and tell you whether it's worth spending the time and money figuring that out. To find out more for yourself, go to davidsjewelryandcoins.com, and that's plural, coins. Or they're on College in the same shopping center as Hurricane Harry's, right next to the IHOP. I'm Kevin O'Connor. Thank you for listening.
Bombers baseball tonight. Tickets start at $5 at Cellucor Field.
Let's check some weather at 628. Weather's brought to you this morning by Anchor Foundation Repair. Fix your foundation the right way with the Brazos Valley's leaders in foundation repair for over 29 years. Go to anchorfoundationrepair.net. 94 or so today. Clouds will decrease a little bit. We had some pretty good clouds yesterday, which helped out a little bit. It still got plenty hot. Heat index will be about 102 today. Actually, we're continuing this all the way through Monday or Tuesday. High temperatures each day will be in the middle 90s or above. Low temperatures will be kind of about where we are right now, which is middle 70s. And just, it's the pattern. Winds out of the south at 3 right now, 94% relative humidity. We got 75 out there.
Do you know the story of how Richard Branson started Virgin Airlines? It's a great story that shows how entrepreneurs think. I'm Mike Carruthers with Something You Should Know. Coming up.
Steel Outdoor Power Equipment is as dependable and hardworking as the people who use it. People like Dan Eddy, a firefighter with 15 years of experience.
I love steel products. We use them on my job with the fire department. I use them at home.
Now is the time to get hardworking steel equipment for homeowners and professionals, including the all-new FS38 grass trimmer, just $129.99. Visit steeldealers.com to find a dealer near you. That's STIHL dealers.com. All prices BME SRP at participating dealers.
Hello, my name is Don Azleton, and I got a lot on my mind. My boiler is on the fritz. My doctor says I'm not getting enough vitamin D, and I can't remember if it's garbage day. But one thing I don't have to worry about is my car's engine. That's because I use Mobil Super Motor Oil. It's designed to remove buildup and help extend the life of my engine.
Now at Advance Auto Parts, get 5 quarts or a 5-quart jug of Mobil Super conventional motor oil with a filter for $16.99. See store for details. Restrictions apply.
Could you create the next big business success? It may not be as far-fetched as you think.
We're now all walking around with a mobile phone.
We are one click away from 6 billion people. You only have to be right for a nanosecond to suddenly make huge fortunes.
Jay Samet, a billionaire entrepreneur himself and author of the book Disrupt You, says business success is all about solving problems.
Write down 3 problems that you see in your life today. Do that for a month, and at the end of the month, you'll have 90 business ideas. You don't have to be an engineer. You don't have to have those pieces. The only piece you have to have is drive and persistence. Everything else can be hired. Many people have been in an airport and their flight's canceled. A disruptor looks around and says, wow, all these people need a plane. What if I lease, you know, one to make the flight, sell everybody tickets? And that's how Richard Branson, a music exec, launched an airline.
The entrepreneurial spirit may become a necessity because industries are changing.
40% of the jobs in the U.S. will be automated out of existence by 2020. That's only 5 years away. 3D printing wipes out 320 million manufacturing jobs. The choice is, do you turn this into a great opportunity, or do you sit there and say, woe is me?
Of course, there will always be the naysayers who tell you your idea won't work, to which Jay says,
why do you want to listen to people that gave up on their dreams tell you to do the same?
It's somethingyoushouldknow.net. I'm Mike Carruthers, and that's Something You Should Know.
WTAW News Time is 6:31. It's 75 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Mar Eye Center, providing the finest quality eye care for the entire family, where their vision is to maintain, protect, and improve your vision. Go to mareyecenter.com for more information. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zinern. President George H.W. Bush is fine, according to his spokesman, after falling yesterday and breaking a bone in his neck. Jim McGrath sent a tweet last night stating the president is wearing a neck brace and was in stable condition. The 91-year-old Bush fell at his home in Kennebunkport, Maine. While construction is wrapping up inside Kyle Field, look for more to take place east of the stadium. Donors have come forward for what's being called the redevelopment of Spence Park.
It's very conceptual at this point. It has the focus of the decision makers, certainly a set of very interested donors, and we believe this is going to be a go-to place. We believe it's going to be the premier tailgating area in the country.
Texas A&M System Vice Chancellor Philip Ray says before the start of next year's football season, a lake will replace land previously used for tailgating. North of Kyle Field, Ray says plans to demolish Kane Hall and build a hotel and conference center with a parking garage and skywalk to the stadium is going at a different pace.
We're not going to rush into anything of all the different groups, and the Chancellor and President Young and all the different constituency groups have an opportunity to weigh in, and then we make the decision when it's most appropriate and best for the campus.
Ray says there have also been discussions about adding water features and other amenities elsewhere on the flagship campus. 3 17-year-olds and a 15-year-old were arrested by Bryan police early yesterday morning after a citizen's report of suspicious activity. The call came from a resident living in the Pecan Ridge subdivision, located behind Boonville Cemetery and east of Austin's Colony. The caller reported at 2:45 a.m. seeing several people on Comanche Street looking into vehicles with a flashlight. Officers who responded said the 4 young men who fled were later located then arrested on charges of evading. Additional charges are possible after officers discovered at least 5 vehicle burglaries took place in the neighborhood. The identities of the 17-year-olds, 2 from Brenham and 1 from Navasota, are on our website at WTAW.com. Yesterday wasn't a good day for mail truck drivers. Highway 21 was blocked by Coulter Field Airport due to a crash involving 5 vehicles. Bryan police determined a mail truck that made a U-turn caused the collision of 3 trucks and an SUV. 4 people were taken to the hospital for treatment of injuries not believed to be life-threatening. The mail truck was not struck, and the driver was ticketed for making an unsafe lane change. In College Station, another mail truck driver took a wild ride yesterday and escaped life-threatening injuries after rolling several times. Witnesses told College Station police the truck, going north on the freeway, started swerving, then slid into the ditch at the Harvey Road exit. The truck then rolled several times before stopping and facing south. The unidentified driver, who was not ejected, was taken to the hospital. Police report the mail was recovered and no other vehicles were involved. The video of Planned Parenthood's senior director of medical research talking about how fetal tissue is used after abortions has caught the attention of the Texas legislature. The chairman of the Senate's Health and Human Services Committee, Charles Schwartner of Georgetown, has called for an emergency meeting.
I think it is just almost ghastly and evil the way she talks about how their organization, Planned Parenthood, goes about their business of harvesting fetal remains to sell.
Dr. Schwertner, who is an orthopedic surgeon, has seen the video.
It really is a terribly disturbing, deplorable act of selling fetal tissue for profit after an abortion is performed. And the way this video is laid out is just so disturbing. It's almost, I categorize it as evil.
Schwertner says it's against state law to sell aborted fetal remains for profit without the permission of the person who had the abortion. Last February, Brazos County commissioners gave the green light for the U.S. military to train for unconventional warfare at the Teeks Firefield and Texas A&M's Riverside campus. Commissioners heard about Jade Helm 15 from a retired member of the Green Berets, Tom Mead. He said members of the Green Beret and Navy SEALs would be in the Brazos County the week of August 15th.
The exercise is going to hone their advanced skills. That's going to cause them to interact with other agencies that they don't normally interact with. And then we need areas of large areas of undeveloped property from the bigger perspective of the exercise to be able to practice some of the things that they'll have to do overseas, such as operating outside the normal support mechanisms.
Mead and others have not responded to requests by WTAW News confirming what they said in February will take place next month. The Texas portion of the two-month special operations training has started near Bastrop. Congress has 60 days to review the president's nuclear arms agreement with Iran. Congressman Bill Flores of Bryan already has an opinion.
It is a horrible, horrible deal. I mean, this will go down with what Chamberlain said, you know, prior to World War II. I mean, this is just an awful deal.
Flores says the proposal drops an arms embargo against Iran.
They can buy ICBM technology from Russia in less than 8 years. They could plant a warhead right there in the middle of name and address in Texas, and they could do that. And that was just horrible.
Flores hopes Congress will override a presidential veto to enact the Iran nuclear bill that the House passed a few months ago. WTAW News Time is 6:37. It's 75 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Mar Eye Center. More news on the way at 7 or anytime at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, News Talk 1620, WTAW.
If your field of vision is narrow, if you experience night blindness, halos, floaters, or blurred vision, you may have a cataract. But don't worry. Almost everyone who lives a long life will develop cataracts at some point. Mar Eye Center specializes in cataract surgery with excellent outcomes and good patient care. Don't hesitate to call the friendly staff at Mar Eye Center at 776-7564 for your appointment. Mar Eye Center, thanking you for your business. Mar Eye Center, 776-7564.
Fall into fun with Bryan Broadcasting's Brazos Family Magazine. Find out how to keep your kids healthy with an article on the important checkups your child needs for back to school. And be sure to check out our after-school activity guide. Brazos Family is a local magazine full of local stories. For information about advertising in this back-to-school issue of Brazos Family Magazine, call Sam Jones at Bryan Broadcasting or email sam at bryanbroadcasting.com.
Hey there, it's 6:38. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast brought to you by Skyline Communications, in business for your business since 1981. With two-way radios and paging service, call Skyline Communications at 775-2929. Here we go.
Sunshine, we're certainly going to see that from start to finish today. We're also going to see temperatures on the warm side over the next several days. We're going to be up around 95 this afternoon. Clear and warm tonight with a low of 75 to 80. Tomorrow, more sunshine. A stray thunderstorm could develop late tomorrow afternoon, 95 to possibly 100 degrees. Clear to partly cloudy, 75 to 80 tomorrow night. Sunshine, the risk of a storm Saturday, 95 to near 100. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Our calendar has changed in terms of when we play the playoff games and the championship games. And if you're involved in those games and you have a significant number of players who are making decisions about the draft.
He wants to make changes. That is Nick Saban from SEC Media Days. We'll have more on that. Bombers baseball gearing up for a big homestand. Athletes for A&M all over the country right now doing things. And we'll share a lot of that coming up with you in sports and more from the British Open. More in sports coming up here in about 11, 12 minutes.
White House has kicked off its behind-the-scenes push to get Congress to go along with the nuclear deal. Joe Biden met with Democrats yesterday, assuring them that nothing is off the table. in a midday news conference, the president was asked a question by Major Garrett. Here we go.
Thank you, Mr. President. As you well know, there are four Americans in Iran, three held on trumped-up charges, according to your administration, and one whereabouts unknown. Can you tell the country, sir, why you are content with all the fanfare around this deal to leave the conscience of this nation and the strength of this nation unaccounted for in relation to these four Americans? And last week, the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff said under no circumstances should there be any relief for Iran in terms of ballistic missiles.
The president's not happy right at this point, by the way.
It is perceived that that was a last-minute capitulation in these negotiations. Mm-hmm. Many in the Pentagon feel you've left the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff hung out to dry. Could you comment?
I got to give you credit, Major, for how you craft those questions. For the notion that I am content as I celebrate with American citizens languishing in Iranian jails? Major, that's nonsense. And you should know better.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Oh, he told him.
Afterwards, Major Garrett really later said, sometimes you have to take a scolding from a president to get an answer. That's part of my job. Politicians, especially those elected as president, are very adept at creating straw men, taking something they feel rhetorically works to their advantage and using it. That's exactly what the president did. My question did not suggest he was content with the captivity of those four Americans. My question was about the contentment of the satisfaction that he realized in the context of leaving these people unaccounted for. He said that was the essence of the question. Clearly it struck a nerve. Was it my intent to be provocative? Absolutely. So there you go.
And if you'll notice, the question was never fully answered.
that's not news. I mean, he does that all the time. But, he was miffed, so we'll see if Major gets to sit at the back of the room from now on.
I'd like to see more of that, and I'll be honest, I'd like to see a lot more of it should a non-Democrat be elected next time around.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's important for the media to be just, you know, tireless in their pursuit of answers.
The problem is then your unnamed spokesperson start disappearing.
You
start losing that.
Man, I thought my tinfoil was in place.
Really, you lose that backgrounder if you get
I understand.
But, you know, he did it at the perfect time. Here's the president. He's got, you know, all the cameras and the gold curtain behind him and all that kind of stuff. And everybody is watching to see this. And it's a lot of people, not everybody. A lot of people are watching it. And there's controversy here. So why not ask him about that?
Sure.
Yeah. So as Bill Flores had told us yesterday that he and Ted Cruz were going to have a news conference, and they did yesterday. Front and center, having to do with this XM Bank, the Export-Import Bank. And again, it's been dead since June, okay, end of June.
We called it a wind-down phase.
Yeah, exactly. So the problem is there's legislation that ties funding for the bank to get back up and stand again, and it's tied to the transportation bill, and everybody needs the highway bill to pass.
So, right.
As they do. Now, the deal is, though, that that'll pass the Senate, comes over to the House, and it'll be heard in Jeb Hensarling's committee. It's the House Financial Services Committee. And so, you know, a little bit of kerfuffle and dust-up when it comes to that. Because, you know, Texas is no different than the other states. Actually, Texas probably more than some of the other states. Ends up really getting some pretty good stuff happening in Texas because of the XM Bank. 700 businesses in Texas, the numbers say, have relied on the bank to help finance sales to foreign buyers since 2012. So far this year, 338 Texas exporters have received support from the bank, which in Texas is focused primarily on the oil and gas industry. In Dallas alone, 15 firms received support. All this information coming from the Dallas Morning News this morning. So that's why there's a little bit of a thought that, you know, it's not being run right, but should they completely do away with it? So we'll continue to, I guess, hear about that. Jeb Bush has raised $11.4 million in his 2016 campaign. Howsomever, on the get it and then spend it, right there leading the pack pretty much right there would be Ted Cruz and Rick Perry. They have pretty well burned through a lot of money that they raised from April to June. The second quarter campaign numbers came out. Their rates of spending, 54% and 52%. 54% for Cruz, 52% for Perry. And I heard Perry on, some show last night. You know, I mean, he's speaking with really, really good points. Yep. I just don't know that he's being heard.
No, I don't think so either.
It's not sticking to the wall, I don't think. Most of the polls still show, you know, Bush doing well. And Ben Carson, in fact, is up there, according to the Washington Post. Yeah,
the field's going to have to narrow for anyone to be heard, really.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, you know, yesterday, certainly Chris Christie got an opportunity to speak a little bit, but it is. It is going to have to. This first thing is going to be like a cow dipping. I mean, you know, they're going to have to run so many candidates across the stage, it's going to be really difficult to get any feel for them.
Do you have anyone you have for a dream team on the Democratic ticket?
Dream team? Hillary and anybody.
Who needs to hop in?
Yeah, Hillary and anybody.
I heard someone mention Al Gore, and I thought, oh, man, that'd be fun if he got back into this.
No, Al Franken. I want Al Franken
on the
ticket.
Can he draw the U.S. map again? Because that's fun.
Yeah, Franken would be the best. I wish I knew we were going to talk
Hillary
about
and today. Al Franken.
Because he'll work tirelessly day and night, remember?
Yes.
Yeah, yeah. And Donald Trump is worth $10 billion.
Oh, good.
In case you needed to know
that. Did he say that, or is that actually how much he's worth?
No. That's what the paperwork said.
Oh, okay.
He filed. Forbes magazine, which closely tracks his finances, say he's exaggerating. They say his net worth's around $4 billion. Hey, $10 billion, $4 billion, what difference does it make? At this point, what difference does it make? And it's amazing. I guess he forms his words in such an unusual way. It is amazing how many goofy-looking pictures you get.
Yes.
Speaking, you know? And again, I think it really is a physical thing about how he forms his words, and probably, you know, as he was learning to speak, that didn't matter that much, but it does. It just kind of makes him look odd, I guess. Oh, so who's going to be taking over with his show? We may be talking about that in the next half hour.
Oh, boy. Yeah. I think I saw that one.
6:47.
Hi, this is Neil Sperry, and I'll be back with today's Plant Talk Texas right after a word from our sponsor and friends at Producers.
For more than 70 years, farmers and ranchers have depended on Producers Cooperative for quality agricultural products and services. From a full line of livestock feeds, planting seed and fertilizers, fuel and lubricants, farm and ranch equipment and supplies, you'll find it all at Producers. High-performance products, quality service, outstanding results since 1943. Producers on Texas Avenue north of Highway 21 in Bryan, or call 979-778-6000. No membership necessary to purchase.
If you're looking for grace, elegance, and speed, you might turn to a fine sports car. Or, on the other hand, maybe a lovely summer flowering vine would fit your fancy and for a small fraction of the cost. Vines are more useful than most Texas gardeners realize, performing much the same work as shade trees and shrubs, but taking up a minimum of precious garden space. Vines can shade, screen, and color our surroundings. They give us privacy and they give us variety. Vines deserve more attention. I have some of the best for Texas. I'll be back with details after this message. We have a few remaining copies of Neil Sperry's Lone Star Gardening, the book I self-published. It is not a revision of my complete guide to Texas gardening released in 1991. This is a brand new book released just last year with an entirely new format, but 24 years newer. 840 photographs and 344 pages. Chapter 1 is Basics of Texas Gardening. Chapter 2, a monthly calendar of when to plant, prune, fertilize, and spray all of your plants. Then chapters 3 through 11, trees, shrubs, vines, ground covers, annuals, perennials, also lawns, fruit, and vegetables. It's only $28.95 plus tax and postage, and you'll be getting one of the few remaining copies of the first printing. It's not in stores, not on Amazon. Go to neilsperry.com, NEILSPERRY.com, or call 1-800-752-GROW, 1-800-752-4769, neilsperry.com.
So if we're going to talk about vines of the summertime, I'm going to start with one that I grew up with that I love very, very much, coral vine, also called queen's wreath or Rosa de Montaña. It's adapted to the southern half of the state. It's winter tender in North Texas. It grows rapidly, 30 to 40 feet tall and wide. It dies to the ground after a hard freeze. It comes back the following spring. Madam Galen trumpet creeper is woody and strong, growing to 20 feet tall and wide. Madam Galen is an improved form of our invasive native trumpet creeper. Madam Galen's flowers are larger, they're deep orange, and born in profusion. The plants are deciduous, so you can use them to cover arbors and patio covers where you want shade in the summer and sunlight through the fall into early spring. Most of this vine, however, is used to conceal ugly expanses of wooden and chain-link fencing. Trumpet creepers climb by twining. Sweet autumn clematis is readying to bloom for another great season. Every August or September, this naturalized East Texas vine covers itself with small 1-inch creamy white flowers. They do have fragrance. They're crisp, great additions to a late summer landscape in Texas. Passion vine comes in several different colors and forms. Some are tropical. Some of them are winter hardy, at least in the southern half of the state, and the flowers are unbelievable. Oh, and there are some wonderful annual vines as well. Maybe too late to plant them for this year, but keep them in mind another year. Morning glories. They come into their prime from midsummer on, and they're beautiful. Of course, they bloom in the mornings, closing in the afternoons. Colors include pinks and white and blue. Moonvine is a relative of morning glories. Its flowers too last but one day, but they open in the evenings and close by mid-morning. Cypress vine or cardinal climber is a relative of morning glories as well. It's quite a family. Sweet potatoes are in that family. Foliage of cypress vine look like ferns. The small flowers are commonly bright red. And sweet potatoes, I mentioned, they're annuals, and I guess you could use them as vines. Oh, and one that isn't a sweet potato relative, you have hyacinth bean, a legume, a true bean with maroon leaves in the fall, and maroon flowers and fruit. It's an Aggie's dream. I'm Neil Sperry. Breakthroughs in balding, balding of your lawn grass in our next program. Until then, happy gardening.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota. It is 6:52. The Brazos Valley Bombers are set to begin a four-game homestand following a sweep of Marshall that gives the Bombers sole possession of first place in the second half standings. Tonight, Brazos Valley resumes the home portion of the second half at Celia Core Field with a homestand against the Acadiana Cane Cutters. First game of the four starts at 7 tonight on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. SEC Media Day number 3 is in the books, and the high priest of the SEC took center stage. Alabama's Nick Saban stirred the pot a little, saying he thinks the NFL and NCAA should rearrange the schedule concerning athletes and when they declare for the draft.
Our calendar has changed in terms of when we play the playoff games and the championship games. And if you're involved in those games and you have a significant number of players who are making decisions about the draft, it would be better for them and their performance, as well as the college team, that they don't have to make that decision until they finish competition. And if that meant moving the declare date a week, you know, from the 15th to the 22nd or something, and not giving those players that information until after they finish playing, I think it would be beneficial to the player. Wouldn't have any adverse effect on the National Football League. It's just giving players the opportunity to play for their team.
Today sees Georgia, Ole Miss, and LSU take the main stage. A limited number of season tickets for Texas A&M's upcoming football season have become available, providing an opportunity for the general public to join the 12th man at the brand-new Kyle Field for 2015. Aggies face Ball State in their home season opener September the 12th at Kyle, marking the conclusion of the largest stadium redevelopment in the history of college football. Season tickets became available following the completion of Kyle Field's seat selection process for season ticket holders and fans on the wait list. Kyle Field's final seating capacity, 102,512, which is the fourth largest college stadium in the country. The latest from the 144th British Open being held at the Old Course at St. Andrews. Jordan Spieth is showing no signs of letting up after winning the Masters and U.S. Open, with his sights firmly set on taking a step toward the unprecedented Grand Slam. The 21-year-old Texan birdied four of the first six holes to quickly claim a spot on the leaderboard. He's just two shots behind leader Robert Streb, who is six under. Dallas Cowboys wide receiver Dez Bryant just made his best reception since last season. A person close to the negotiations tells the Associated Press Bryant received a 5-year, $70 million contract, which includes $45 million in guaranteed money.
I smiled the whole way over here. You know, I couldn't even say nothing but just smile and laugh, you know, because I couldn't believe it. All I could just think about is, you know, this is a dream. You know, it's like a dream come true, and is here, and I think the only thing is missing is a Super Bowl.
Bryant had threatened to skip training camp and regular season games without a contract to replace the $12.8 million one-year offer he had under the franchise tag. Cowboys owner Jerry Jones thought it might not happen.
We had a long night last night. We finished up. Stephen and I were involved with his advisors until as late as 3 in the morning with many of them. And we felt like we're feeling pretty positive about this last night about 3 in the morning.
Tuesday's Major League All-Star Game drew a record low television rating, earning a 6.6 rating and a 12 share on Fox. The previous low was 6.8 from 2012. Fox reports the broadcast averaged about 10.9 million viewers. That's down from 11-plus million for Derek Jeter's final All-Star appearance. Texas Rangers waived Ross Detweiler after the pitcher rejected an outright assignment to the minor leagues. The move Wednesday came 4 days after Texas designated Detweiler for assignment. He will be a free agent Friday if he clears waivers. The Dallas Stars have signed defenseman Johnny Oduya to a 2-year, $7.5 million contract. The move was announced yesterday. Oduya joins former Chicago Blackhawks teammate Patrick Sharp, who was traded to Dallas last week. And finally, the U.S. Women's National Soccer Team continues its World Cup after party.
On behalf of our whole team, we couldn't thank everybody here. You guys believed in us the entire 7 games, since 4 years ago when we fell short, to 10 days ago when we won it. We lifted the trophy. We did this for America and our fans. You guys are the best. We love you so much.
They took home the ESPY for the best team to cap the 23rd annual show that celebrates all things sports. And that's been a look at your sports, brought to you by Atkinson Toyota in Madisonville and Bryan, helping folks in the Brazos Valley go places. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
How long is your summer chores list? Fence line, road repair, brush removal? Sioux Falls Prater Equipment has just what you need to take on the toughest jobs. John Deere 3E tractors. These workhorses come with 0% financing for 84 months and include a 5-year power guard protection plan. That's John Deere performance and protection you can trust. And the payments aren't bad either. Sioux Falls Prater, quality and equipment at prices you can afford. Visit cptractor.com. Offer ends August 4th, 2015, subject to approved installment. Credit with John Deere Financial. See dealer for details. Exclusions and limitations apply.
24 hours per day, 7 days a week, 365 days per year. That's the service you receive from Aggie-owned and operated Flying V Rentals. If your oil field or construction site needs porta-potties, man lifts, forklifts, trash trailers, lighting, or generators, Flying V Rentals is at your service. With quality equipment, fast service, and integrity, Flying V Rentals wants to earn your business with their 24/7, 365 service guarantee. Visit flyingvrentals.com or call 218-AGS-9. That's 218-2479. Flying V Rentals, your only call for oil field and construction site rentals.